Tonight we bring you Squaw Valley's gift to the screen and radio, Stuart Irwin, in another chapter of the canine comedy called Dogs. Before proceeding with the program itself, we pause for a word from a distinguished guest who's here in the studio. Mr. Irwin's own famous pal, the champion Scotch Terrier, Craghaven Clinker. Go ahead, Clinker.
Thank you kindly. The results of last week's
just a moment. What was that last word, Clinker? Do you mean progress? No? Well, let's see now. Is the word program? Good. Program. Fine. Go ahead, Clinker. What were the results of last week's program?
Money a tail is a wagon the next that drooped in despair until now.
I see. Thank you, Clinker. And I know that you're perfectly right. The response to last week's program made 5 fine dogs happy in new homes and brought joy to 5 lucky listeners. And tonight's program will carry on the good work. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this program has more than one purpose. It offers you not only amusing entertainment, but an opportunity to help one of man's best friends and at the same time to win a faithful companion and friend for yourself. We'll tell you more about that a little later. Right now, I know that you'll want to hear the further adventures of Miltiades Meek as played by Stuart Irwin. Last week, you remember that there was considerable excitement brewing in the Meek household. Miltiades Meek's like dogs, but his sister, Maud Meek, has absolutely forbidden him to have another dog in the house. It seems that Maudie's heartthrob, one Paul Potter Otway, is afraid of dogs. Maud would like to see Potter Otway elected mayor of the town in place of the powerful political boss, Jack Mack. She is launching her candidate's campaign with a luncheon for 20 very influential ladies, including the society reporter, Jean Kraft. Maud wants Miltiades to meet Potter Otway at the luncheon, too, provided that Milt will consent to wear a necktie and forget dogs. But Milt has other ideas of spending his afternoon, and at last report, he was on his way out to the greenhouse via the cellar with a huge iron pot containing a suspiciously large quantity of mush and meat. Petal Jefferson, the colored maid, suspects that Milt has dogs hidden in that greenhouse, but she's agreed to keep the guilty secret. And now, as our story opens tonight, the buzzer in the kitchen sounds, and Petal enters the living room in response to its call.
Here I.
Maudie, dear. Your maid.
What, Fanny, dear? Oh, it's Petal. Yes, Petal. What is it?
I don't know. It was you rung the buzzer, Miss Meek.
Oh, yes. So I did. Will you ladies excuse me just a minute?
Isn't luncheon ready yet, Petal? Everyone is here except Mr. Potter Otway. I can't keep them waiting much longer.
Yes, it's all ready right now.
Well, then, what have you been doing? Why don't you announce it?
Well, what did I say?
Say the luncheon? No, wait a minute. The collation. The collation is served, Miss Meek.
Shall I say it to you right now, Miss Meek?
No, not while I'm talking to you. Come back in about a minute and say it.
Yes.
There now.
Is there anything wrong, Maud? If I can do anything...
Oh, my, no, Annie. I was just telling my maid that we just wouldn't wait for Mr. Potter Otway. It's very naughty of him to be so late.
Oh,
there's Jean Kraft, the society reporter. You, Jean.
Hello, Maud. Hello, Annie.
Hello.
Quite a gathering, Maudie.
Yes, we're just waiting for Paul Potter Otway. He's a guest of honor, you know.
Really? Why lunch for Potter Otway? Going to announce your engagement today, Maudie?
Oh, dear, no, Jean. Not yet. Paul has work to do first.
Good. That's a news item for my paper. Paul Potter Otway goes to work.
Now, don't write one of your funny articles, please, Jean. This is terribly serious, you know. Mr. Potter Otway is going to run for mayor.
Against Jack Mack's political machine? Well, after he gets over that beating, he ought to make an ideal husband, gentle as a lamb.
Well, I don't think it's at all nice of you to talk like that.
Look, Maud, my paper's all for reform in this town, and we'll back the reform candidate, if we can find a good one, but... Well, frankly, Potter Otway isn't the right man.
But you don't know him as I do.
That's just it. Nobody knows him. He spent too much time and money in traveling abroad.
Well, don't the people want a mayor with an education and nice manners?
No. They just want an honest, human man.
Like your brother, Marty.
Oh, nonsense, Annie.
Wait a minute. What did you say, Annie?
Maud's brother, Miltiades, is awfully human, don't you think?
See, that's an idea. If you must have a mayor in the family, Maud, your brother might make the grade.
Milt?
Oh, nobody would vote for Milt. I hate to say it, but people are always laughing at something he says or does.
Well, if laughing at them kept men out of office, Congress would be empty.
Besides, they don't laugh at him exactly.
Well, even if he was elected, he'd make a terrible mayor.
Why?
Yes. Why, Marty?
Well, for one thing, he's so careless with money. He simply gives it away. Never has a cent.
Spending money is no curse in politics.
And he gives it to all the wrong people. He knows all the riffraff in this town.
Well, you know all the nice people.
And you know he'd never dressed like a mayor. Well, suppose he had to meet some important party at the station or something. No telling what he'd wear. Why, half the time he goes without a necktie.
So did Abraham Lincoln.
Well, anyway, Mr. Potter Otway dresses beautifully and has lovely manners.
Too divine. We want a man of the people. Say, Maudie, will your brother be here for luncheon?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. I never do know. But Mr. Potter Otway has promised to come.
Oh, I can't wait.
Miss Maud?
Yes?
The collection is served, Miss Maud.
What do I smell? Beef stew?
Marty, stew for luncheon. How quaint. No, that's something Petal was cooking for my brother.
Here's a little mush and meat, is all.
Mush and meat, a he-man's meal for the man of the people.
Such a character. Oh, dear, I wish Mr. Potter Otway would come.
Look at that little one eat, will you?
Poor little fella. I'm glad he's got enough there. I'm kind of worried about Madam X here, though.
Oh, is that going to be her name?
X is for the unknown quantity.
Oh.
I think she ought to be eating more, though, don't you, Fred?
Oh, I don't know. She made out a good meal. After her puppies get here, why, she'll have more appetite, maybe.
Yeah. I fixed up this soft bed for her here. I didn't need that quilt anymore anyway, and I brought her one of Maud's old pillows for her head, but you know, she won't lie on them. Huh. She seems to like it better in among those flower pots there.
Well, she's likely saving the quilt for her puppies to lie on. Dogs is smart, ain't they?
Oh, they sure are. You can't fool a dog. If a dog likes a person, well, I know that person's all right.
Yeah.
That's why I know you're all right, Fred, even if the police are looking for you.
Yeah, well, look. I don't want to get you into no trouble, Mr. Meek.
No trouble at all, Fred. If you don't mind sleeping out here in the greenhouse, why, you're welcome to stay as long as you like.
Thanks, Mr. Meek. It's like this, see? I didn't know to tell nobody, but you're all right. I know that, so...
You don't have to explain to me, Fred. The dogs took to you right away, so you just stay here till things kind of blow over, see? You can help me take care of the dogs. Is that mattress I brought out comfortable?
Oh, sure, it's swell. But ain't the one that's used to sleeping in it going to miss it, though?
Oh, no. He won't miss it. That's my mattress, Fred.
Well, what are you sleeping on?
Some blankets. It's a lot of fun. Like camping, you know. Only indoors.
Your sister ain't going to get wise, is she?
I hope not. Oh, well, she hardly ever goes into my room. Petal, that's a hired girl. She cleans it up sometimes.
You know, I'd kind of like to tell you why the cops is looking for me, Mr. Meek. You might hear some bum stories around town. Some wise guy might tell you I was an old rag, see?
Oh, and... I knew about that.
You did?
Oh, yes. It was in the papers. Police seek ex-convict for questioning. They didn't say what questions they want to ask you, though.
Well, it's like this, see? I know some things about some of the big bugs in this town, see?
Oh.
You know Jack Mack, don't you?
The mayor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. He often speaks to me on the street. Sometimes he gives me a slap on the back, too.
Yeah.
He's quite friendly.
Well, election is coming on, see?
Oh.
And certain parties would like to hear what I know about Jack Mack's campaign fund.
Yeah, lots of people wonder how he got so rich on the mayor's salary.
Yeah. So I get the word to get out of town. But the other guys has got the roads watched. I couldn't even hop a rattler. I was up against it for a hideout, see?
Well, couldn't Mr. Jack Mack help you any?
Yeah, he helped a lot. When he finds out I'm still in town, it's one of his mugs that tries to slug me with a lead pipe. I got him first, is all.
You did?
Yeah.
Say, was he the man they found in our alley back of the house
here? Yeah. I give him to the old Razzle Madaz. He didn't croak, did he?
No, but he's very discouraged.
Well, anyways, he comes at me with a lead pipe, don't he? It was self-defense.
You got the best of a man with a lead pipe?
Sure. Hey, let me show you something. It might come in handy for you to know. Look, you make off you got a club or something, see, and come at me with it.
We're friends, aren't we, Fred?
Oh, sure. Come on, I won't hurt you. Come on, come at me now.
Well, how will I come at you?
Tough. Like you're going to crack me right on the noodle, see?
Like this?
That's it. Come on.
Well, all right. Here I come.
See? I get your arm in here, see? And I get the other arm over in here, see? And then I takes my head, see? And hold still now so as I don't hurt you. I takes my head up under your chin and I... Oops! Like that, see? Right on the button. Get it?
Uh-huh. I got it. Say, that's a dandy.
Yeah. I'll show you how to break a guy's leg the next time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much, Fred. But I don't think I have any enemies, though.
Well, you never can tell when you might have. Even a swell guy like you meets some very bad eggs sometimes.
I know some of the worst eggs in this town.
Yeah, and everybody likes you, kid. You're racist with all the boys, but this election is going to be quite a rumpus, see? Once you take sides in politics in this town, why, the other side is apt to, well, to get very rough with you.
Oh, I'm not going to take any sides. Now, I'm not going to get into it at all.
You are into it.
Huh?
Yeah, by hiding me out. If they gets wise, the ones that's looking for me, it'll be after your scalp, too. See?
Oh, yeah, I see. Well, I'll be on my guard.
Yeah.
Which side is after you, Fred?
Oh, both sides is after me, kid.
Oh.
Oh, sure. The reform crowd's got some strong-arm guys who want to ask me questions. So Jack Maxyeggs want to keep my mouth shut, and the cops is after me from habit. You got to watch them all, kid. You know, I think maybe I better scram out of here and take my own chances with them.
No, Fred. I have offered you the hospitality of the Meeks. You're under my roof, Fred, in my greenhouse, anyway. You're my guest.
Well, now,
I won't hear of your leaving. You're under my protection.
Say, kid, you're okay. And if ever I can help you, why, just let me know, see? Shake.
Thanks, Fred.
Oh, did I hurt your hand?
No, that hand has never been just right since I broke it on Al McGlynn.
You hit Al McGlynn with that mitt?
I only hit him once.
Oh, you didn't ought to go up against prize fighters, kid.
Oh, he wasn't a famous fighter then. It was in school days. He was being very rough with a much smaller boy, and I had to do something.
And you only hit him the once?
Uh-huh. After that, he hit me several times, I think.
Oh. He KO'd you, did he?
Not quite. It was a moral victory for me, you might say.
You got plenty of nerve, kid.
Oh, I have to live up to my family motto, you know.
You what?
The motto of the Meeks.
What's a motto?
Well, it's what you have under your coat of arms. Doesn't your family have a coat of arms, Fred?
Not so far as I know of. I never met my family.
We do. It goes back two generations.
Yeah?
To my grandfather. He was always in trouble, you see, because he was a very small man and people thought they could pick on him. So he made up our coat of arms as a warning, you know.
Well, what did he make up for it?
Well, here it is on my watch. Hey, where is my watch?
Oh, I forgot to... Here's your watch, kid. I was going to give it back to you. I was just practicing, see?
Oh. Well, thank you, Fred. I wouldn't want to lose that watch, you see. Well, now look. See the coat of arms?
It looks like a sheep on its hind legs.
It's a lamb, Fred. A lamb rampant. That means ready for a fight, you know. And those things on the lamb's front feet are boxing gloves. And that's the Meek family's motto underneath, see? It says, Meek, but oh my.
Oh, I get the idea. You just take a peek at this and you ain't afraid of nobody, huh?
Well, I'm not afraid of anybody except my sister.
Well, of course, that's different. She's one of the Meek gang, too.
Maybe that's it. She won't even let me keep a dog. Not even a little one like this. Hey, Fred.
What?
What's going on with that little dog?
I don't know, pal.
Why, he was here a minute ago. Look at, the door's open. Why, he must have got out.
Oh, my, if my sister ever sees him. Listen.
That's a dog barking.
A small dog.
Yeah, it's him.
I'll have to hurry, Fred. I'll try to get him before my sister sees
him. Well, maybe I could get him for
you. No, you stay here and watch Madame X, the little mother, and let me know if anything happens.
Count on me, pal.
I've got to get that little dog. He might be barking at some of my sister's company, and I'll see you later.
We're simply darling.
Oh, I'm so sorry about the consommé, though. What soup on a day like this?
Ah, the soup was perfectly quaint, dear. Wasn't it, Jean?
Oh, very original. But switching the conversation lightly from soup to nuts, where's your boyfriend, Paul Potter Otway?
I can't imagine why he's so late in arriving.
We shall meet, but hardly miss him. There will be a vacant chair.
Two vacant chairs. Your brother didn't come either.
No, there's no telling where he is, or who he's with, or what he's doing. Except that it's probably something I wouldn't approve of.
The doorbell, oh, maybe it's Milt.
It might be he.
Your brother?
No, Paul Potter Otway. Milt wouldn't come in the front door.
Land sakes with me.
It is your brother.
Glory day, Mr. Meek, what's wrong with you?
Oh, look at him.
What's that in his arm?
A dog. Milt tired his fairforth meek. What have you been doing now?
Now, Morty, now,
Anthony,
Morty.
What are you doing with your collar torn and your face dirty and that nasty little dog in your arm?
Looks like the people's choice had been in a brawl.
Fighting. Milt tired his. How dare you?
Now, quiet, Morty. Peddle, go get some hot water and some old rags. Hurry.
I'll fix your face, Mr. Meek.
Never mind my face. This little dog is hurt, don't you see?
You take that dog.
Now, quiet. Go on, Peddle. Hot water and rags. Get.
I don't know if there is any rags around.
Then tear up some.
Don't you dare.
Go, Peddle.
Yes, sir.
Now, there, old boy. Now, you lie right down here now. There.
Oh,
you.
My needlepoint chair.
Yeah, right down here a minute, old boy. I'll fix that leg for you. Now, there. Now, good old boy. You nice.
Well, Matthias, perhaps you'll be good enough to explain this.
What?
Do you realize that you've disgraced me forever in front of these friends, these ladies who have been saying such nice things about you?
I'm mighty sorry, Morty. Hello, girls.
Hello, Matthias.
Girls.
Sure, aren't they? Yeah, now lie still, old boy. That's
really
it.
Hurt.
Now, you stay right there, poor little fella.
Yeah, see, hot water, Mr. Meek, and some old pillowcase I tore up.
Thanks, Peddle. Now, one of you girls hold this pup still till I bend.
I will.
Thanks, Jean.
Hey, what happened anyway?
Oh, nothing.
Come clean, mister. I'm a reporter, and I want my story. Future mayor rescues dumb friend.
He's not so dumb, and I'm not running for mayor.
Oh, haven't you heard?
Oh, don't be silly. Who'd vote for me?
I would.
So would I.
We all would.
Cut it out.
Well, never mind all that now. How did the dog get hurt?
Well, you see, he got out of the greenhouse.
My greenhouse?
Well, yes. And he ran out front and kind of just barked a little at this man.
What man?
A man who was out front, and the man kicked him.
Oh.
Yes, sir, believe it or not, that man kicked this little fella and hurt his leg.
And so?
Well, so I guess I lost my temper. I went up to the man, and then he hit me.
Oh.
Yeah, with his cane, see? Now, I didn't like that.
No.
No, so I get a hold of one arm like this, see?
Miltiades?
Now, I won't hurt you, Maud. Now, you come at me like you had a cane.
Oh.
That's it. Now, so I get one arm of his like this, see? And the other like this, see? And then I take my head like this, see? Now, hold still so I don't hurt you. And I ups with my head like that, see? And I let him have it. Right on the button.
Oh, Milt, I'm disgraced.
Oh, go on, Milt. What next?
Well, so then, that's all.
Oh.
There now. Now I got that old bandage all right. That little doggy there. Now lie still now. Won't
fighting over a dog.
Excuse me, Miss Maud. Did you say you was expecting Mr. Potter Otway?
Yes. Has he come? Oh, Miltiades, go at once and take that dog with you. What will Mr. Potter Otway think of you looking like that? Well, show Mr. Potter Otway in, Petal.
You mean carry him in, Miss Maud.
What?
Yes'm, he's laying out there on the curbstone.
Oh, Paul! It was Paul Potter Otway you thought. You've hurt him.
He didn't croak, did he?
No, sir. He's sitting up. Oops, no, he ain't. Oh. He's up and running. Yes, sir, he's running down the street with Timbuk.
Oh, you, my own brother. Ruined my chances.
He certainly ruined your boyfriend. Still, Morty, a man who would kick a little dog isn't much of a fiancé, let alone a candidate for mayor.
I'll never forgive you, Miltiades, me. Never. You and those dogs.
I'll never hold up my head again.
Now, Morty, look it. I'm sorry.
Get rid of that dog, Miltiades. Promise me.
But it wasn't the dog's fault. He...
Miltiades?
Oh, well. All right. Soon as his leg's well and I can find him a good home. Oh, I hate to do it.
No?
Oh, I know. It's your house, too, of course. I'll do what you want. Soon as I can move them, I'll give them both away.
Both? You mean you have two dogs in this house?
Greenhouse, Morty. Just in the greenhouse. I thought
I'll take this little fellow, Milt. I'll give him a good home.
You will, Jean?
I might take the other.
Well, thanks, Annie.
What kind is it?
Well, kind of a shepherd. But you'll have to wait for her. You see?
Her?
Yeah.
No waiting about it. Those dogs go tonight.
Oh, well, all right. But it's certainly going to be lonely for me around here with not even one dog.
Hey, kid, can I come in?
Oh, who is that person?
That's Fred. Come in, Fred. Listen, Fred, I've got to give away both my dogs. Can't even have one dog around.
Yeah, well, you'll have to work fast, pal, because the dog population has rose.
What?
Yes,
you
sir,
don't mean...
The little mother. She's doing as well as can be expected, and you now own 5 new pups. Beauties, buddy. Beauties.
Oh, Fred, isn't that...
Will Stu, I mean Miltiades Meek, really run for mayor in the hottest sport campaign of the years? Will Fred escape his enemies? Will Petal ever learn? Will Maud relent? Next week, we'll bring you further details of the adventures of Stu and his friends. And meanwhile, here's something that you can be sure of. If you want a fine dog presented to you by the well-known movie star Stuart Irwin, absolutely free of charge, just write and say so. And the first 5 good letters telling you why you want a dog, man's best friend in your house, will win the dogs. Each will be sent to you with a collar and a leash, a nameplate all suitably lettered, and a health officer's certificate of perfect health and good temper. Win a friend. Now, we don't claim that these are pedigreed dogs, like the title of our playlist. They're just dogs, but they're good dogs who want a home. Save them from unhappiness and extinction. An autographed letter of presentation from Stu Irwin goes with every dog. So write today and listen next week to Stu Irwin in Just Dogs. ¶¶